Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Dr. Therese Resinella. Again, Doctor, welcome. Therese, great to have you. Let's begin with the prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the gift of faith and the truth which has been revealed to us in Jesus Christ. We ask, O Lord, that you allow our hearts and our lives to be formed by this same truth. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. And a word that's often used that I wanted to kind of talk to you about to see what this, you know, to kind of break this down for our listeners is catechesis. You know, this is a word that we use quite a bit, you know, catechism, catechists, you know. What is catechesis?
Well, you know, it comes from the Greek word, which means to echo down. And so we're handing on what Jesus, the fullness of what Jesus gave us through the apostles. And so catechesis is handing on our faith to others. It's not just teaching a doctrine. It's bringing people into a relationship and a deep intimacy with Jesus Christ. There is no dichotomy. Doctrine or personal relationship with Christ. As Catholics, we have both. And so in catechesis, we are not only, we are really teaching Christ and all that he has given us. You know, it's in a progressive manner. You know, when we look at it at a Catholic school or religious education program, but it's in a systematic way. But it is really to bring people into a deeper relationship and what, as a church document says, in communion and intimacy with Jesus Christ.
It's beautiful. It's a lot of times I think of catechesis as a part of this, of the larger process of evangelization, you know, which is both the proclamation of the basic message of Jesus Christ, but then that ongoing formation as a disciple, and catechesis is so important. You know, when we think of catechesis, we think of children preparing maybe for a sacrament, or, you know, in the case of Catholic schools, you know, the classes that they're taking every day. But as you pointed out, it's this larger thing. It's really how we live as a receiving of the truth that's handed on, but also how that truth kind of penetrates and forms our life.
Yes, because, you know, it really, every time we hear a truth of our faith proclaimed, there really needs to be a call to conversion to that. And that, I think, is where, you know, within a catechetical process, again, whether it's taking place in a school or religious ed program or with adults or an RCIA, that conversion to what we're hearing proclaimed, and that is how that revelation meets each one of us in our experience, and how we respond. So it's again, as I said, it's a both and. It's how revelation God meets us where we are, and how we respond.
And it's that echo in some sense too that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. You know that we Christ, the encounter, we oftentimes, I think we use this word encounter with Christ, you know, it moves us into the direction where we begin to look like Christ.
Yes.
Informs us. Again, you know, as I said, you know, we often think about it as maybe for youth or young or those who are coming into the church, but it really is an ongoing, even if we've been Catholic all of our life and have gone through Catholic school. It seems that we're still in need of this catechesis.
So I think we all need ongoing formation, ongoing conversion. Mm-hmm. So as in our lives as Catholics, we never stop knowing the Lord, going deeper into our faith. You know, I was confirmed in eighth grade. But I hope I don't have an eighth grade understand. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. it's fine if you're in eighth grade, but I'm not in eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
And so I want to be able to, you know, that deeper relationship with the Lord as an adult and to come to an adult faith. So in an earlier segment, we talked about the first segment about my encounter with Christ. And I think a part of that certainly is as a young adult coming to an adult faith
mm-hmm.
that I was given wonderful foundations in both my school and my home, but I also, as an adult, had to come to an adult faith.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, I realized that I never stopped growing in my faith. I do need ongoing formation and knowledge and understanding of my faith. And that can come in so many different ways, but certainly we need to always grow in our Catholic faith.
And, you know, there's that taking a personal ownership,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, is a nice kind of way of conversion, you know, that, you know, in the sense that I have this person, you know, like, yes, this has been handed on to me from my parents, from my family, from the school. Now I take mm-hmm. ownership of this,
yes.
which is a sense of maturing. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, what I found, like from my own experience, it's not just this block of knowledge, my Catholic identity, mm-hmm. or just my relationship with Christ, but it's also every element of the truth that's proposed too. You know, like
yes.
there have been some times where I've had to wrestle with one thing that the church teaches mm-hmm. to kind of take personal ownership on. And that, there's that also, you know, like it could kind of go on until the day we die, this mm-hmm. kind of ongoing taking a deeper ownership of our faith.
Yes. I would say that it's something that, like you said, we're always continuing on and taking ownership of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the struggles in faith are a part of growing in faith. And I think mm-hmm. that's something that I've also learned is that, you know, we can have questions, we can have doubts, we can struggle with the church teaching, but that's also a part of growing in our faith. I can't remember the exact quote. It was something from St. John Paul II on a mm-hmm. World Youth Day. I don't remember exactly, but basically the gist of it is that it's okay to seek.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not meant to always be seeking and never coming to any conclusions or anything like that, right? So basically, it's that kind of an understanding that, you know, we do struggle with things. But God also gives us the grace. And he's mm-hmm. given us the church and the sacraments and the grace through the church to help us.
Mm-hmm.
So the other part, you know, we're talking about our personal relationship with Christ, which is so important. But my relationship with Christ and my faith is for the other,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the community of that's where the community comes in. That's where the church comes in. That really, I'm not this faith isn't for me. It's for me to give to live for others.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to my upbringing of in a Franciscan home, that you know in service to others, but. You know, we're really meant to live this faith and to give testimony. So, okay, how do I put this? This becomes a testimony of my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my life is a testimony to Christ,
mm-hmm.
to my life with Christ. So the decisions I make, the way that I live, how I interact with others, my community, not just my church community, but just in general in the world,
mm-hmm.
all this becomes a part of the testimony of my life. When St. Paul VI said the people respond more to witnesses than to teachers, and if they're going to listen to a teacher, the teacher is a witness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I reflect on that, you know, my witness of my life, I say in testimony, but the witness of my life, this ongoing conversion, all this is part of a witness.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I, you know, I think what really strikes me, which is, you know, a conversation we've had off the air, though, is the real room for question, you know, and even in the education of children that, you know, we have to kind of give them the room to kind of wrestle in a sense with the truth and to question the truth. But it seems to me it begins, you know, our ability to really honestly wrestle with the truth of the faith begins with two things, it seems to me. First of all, and, you know, if you disagree with me on this, that's you can say so. But first of all, it seems to me that it's a real commitment to Christ, you know, that we've encountered Christ somehow in our life, you know, and hopefully in the course of our, you know, family life or, you know, in Catholic education or whatever, we've encountered Christ. And then also with that encounter, we encounter the need for the church, too.
Yes.
You know, that when I run into Christ, when I encounter him, it's almost like I'm automatically directed to his community.
Yes.
In order, and most often we encounter Christ in the community, the church through the sacraments, through, you know, through, you know, the church kind of handing on the faith to us, however it might be. But with those kind of two presumptions, I would say, Christ and the church, it allows us to kind of effectively wrestle with the teachings, you know, and with what's proposed to us.
Yes. I mean, it's the community of faith, the church, really what supports us in our faith.
Mm-hmm.
So it supports our families, our single people, our elderly people, no matter where people are in their state in life. So the church is there for us. You know, the parish community is our small is our faith community. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, Therese, thank you so much for joining us. And you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me has been Therese Resinella. Thank you again, and until next time, peace and all good.